So today we are going to talk about Parkinson's law.
Ooh, is it a disease?
I bet you, maybe you have heard it.
No.
No, this is not the disease, not the Parkinson's disease. This is Parkinson's law.
It can be a disease as well if you don't control it.
Yes, it can be. So what does it mean? What does it mean by the Parkinson's law? So I wrote it down actually because I cannot remember the exact word.
Yeah.
So it says work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. So that, I mean, in simple terms, that means the work will expand according to the time you have allowed it for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you are given a task to do in 1 month, you will spend 1 month doing it. Mm-hmm. And if you are given maybe 1 week to do it, you will finish the task within 1 week. And if it is 1 day, you will try to finish it within 1 day.
Yeah.
So that's that's the law.
It happens when you have like very competitive exams.
Yes, exactly. I remember that this is happening to me a lot.
I mean, it's a law, so it should be like law for everyone, right? Common for everyone.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, for individuals like you and me and you, I'm sure that this has happened in your life at some point, that sometimes you are given a deadline, which is maybe 1 year from now.
Yeah.
And maybe you will rest until the 11th month. And in the 12th month, you will start doing the thing. And somehow you will get it done.
Yeah.
So this is very common for individuals. But this is very common for teams and companies as well.
Hmm.
So that's the interesting part in this law. Harshav, do you have any experience in working in any project? Maybe at work or maybe any individual project, where you think that this law got applied, maybe unconsciously?
Of course, every day. Yeah, I think the short answer is yes, of course. And the long answer is that generally I have seen that pattern where if you plan for something like, all these, you know, even though we are in an agile world, we do plan, right? So when we plan things, we try to think about all the risks and everything and then say, okay, this will take 1 year to do or this will take 2 months to do. And then it takes at least 1 year or more, always, right? You never finish early. Maybe 80% of the time you never finish early. So that has certainly happened to me. And then I found this theory and then I was laughing at it because it is so, so true that work expands according to the planned time.
Yeah. When I tried to read about this, I found that Elon Musk is someone who's making use of this law.
Wow. I get it.
If you look at if you look at his projects where he was working either as the CEO or the chief designer, he has always tried to make like big promises, like maybe media presentations or media conferences, before making sure that he can deliver. And he has almost always failed to deliver on the deadline as well.
Yeah,
but maybe. If he didn't do that, it might have taken maybe double the time that it took.
Yeah.
So he's someone who actually uses this law to be more productive and deliver better results.
That's a great insight.
So maybe that's something that we can also try to make use of.
Yeah. Be and, like Elon Musk.
Be like Elon Musk. I think that would be our message for this episode or in this episode.
Yeah.
Try to be like Elon Musk, make false promises and try to deliver
break
them.
The loop. Break Parkinson's loop.
Break the Parkinson's loop. Yeah. Anyway, we're just kidding. So
don't break other loops.
Don't break other loops. And the one thing that I wanted to mention is that a deadline is better than having no deadline at all. Sometimes we say that when you are working in an agile environment, you don't set deadlines. You just try to go along with the flow. You try to iterate and go along with this flow and somehow end up with a great product.
Yeah.
But it's not the case practically.
Yeah.
If you don't have a deadline, then you will never finish it.
Yeah. Of course.
This is not something that I'm saying. This is something that is proven by science, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, by science. Let's
productivity
call it science.
Theories and, you know, research and everything, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Set a deadline.
Set a deadline.
Follow Elon Musk.
Follow Elon Musk and subscribe to our channel.
Yes. Do it now. It's down below.
Right.
Red
now.
Button. Okay then.
Great.
See you again.
We'll see you again in another episode.
Bye.
Bye-bye.